bruised and battered, I couldn't tell what I felt. I was unrecognizable to myself. Saw my reflection in the window and didn't know my own face. Oh brother, are you gonna leave me wasting away on the streets of Philadelphia? Vanished and gone. At night I hear the blood in my veins, just as black and whispering as the rain. The streets of Philadelphia.
Hey, what do you say? Hello again, wrestling fans, and welcome to April's edition of Pure Russo Passion. It's come round very quickly, and this month we are covering an inductee to the 2024 WWE Hall of Fame. We are covering Bull Nakano, Bull Nakano, whatever you want to call her, whatever happened there. But we're in here in jolly old England. We speak the Queen's English, and we call her Bull Nakano. We're going to be watching three matches from Bull Nakano. We're going to give you a brief history of the young lady. This is from her Wikipedia, so anyone can have a look at this. But some people might not know Bull Nakano. You might only be cognizant of her from the WWE / WCW in the late middle 90s, like I was. It wasn't until then you sort of go down the rabbit hole of looking. I've seen a few of her matches from back in the day. She's quite the character, quite the look, you know, the sort of the white face with the blue streak down it and the big standy up hair. Quite an imposing figure, isn't Bull Nakano? So she's born January 8th, 1968, Kiko Nakana. She is born in Karaguchi, Saitamu, Japan. She was her debut was 1983. She retired in 1997. So she is. She began competing in All Japan Women's Pro Wrestling (AJW) as a teenager under the ring name Bull Nakano. As a wrestler, she was a villain who often teamed with her mentor Dump Matsumoto. In Japan, she held several of All Japan Women's singles and tag team titles. After being phased out of the company in the early 90s, she travelled to North America, where she first competed in Mexico's CMLL before its becoming its first World Women's Champion. Who did she beat to win that title, and who is that title? That title is still around. She was the first champion, so she defeated Lola Gonzalez to become an inaugural champion in the final of a 12-woman elimination match. She held the title for 282 days, and she was defeated by Hamada. She is the daughter of Gran Hamada. It's XOCHITL. So, yeah, she held that title. She has the privilege of being the first women's champion there in CMLL. In 1994, she made her way to the WWF, where she feuded with Alondra Blaze over the WWF Women's title. After holding the title once, she also competed in the World Championship Wrestling. In 1998, Nakano began competing as a professional golfer, and in 2006, she joined the tour for the Ladies Professional Golf Association. She was inducted into the Wrestling Hall of Fame, the Wrestling Observer Hall of Fame, 2001. She will be inducted this coming weekend in Philadelphia, hence the song. She will be, who else is in there? Paul Heyman, the US Express, Thunderbolt Patterson, Muhammad Ali, The Rock's mum, I think, is in there. But when he's in charge of the fucking Hall of Fame, you know, anything can happen in the WWF. so she's... she's in All Japan Women's Wrestling from 1983 to 1996. She is in CML 1992 to 1993, WWF 1994 to 1995. She is in the WWF, WCW 1995-1996. She appears on World War III in 1995. She teams with Akira Hokuto to defeat the team of Kuti Suzuki and Mayumi Ozaki. She is managed by Sonny Ono. She then continues her feud with Alondra Blaze. They have a match in Hogwild 1996. And she retired in 1997. She has been in and around professional wrestling now since 2017 as well. She's sort of come in and out. I think she was a manager for somebody. Was she in the manager of like Shotzi Blackheart or something? Oh, yeah, she appeared in a Rise Shimmer event. Rise or Shimmer? So she is a former AJW champion. She's a former AJW junior champion. She's a former All Japan Women's All Pacific champion. She's a former WWWA World Single champion. She's a former three-time WWA World Tag Team champion. Once with Dump Matsumoto, once with Kondo Sato, and once with Grizzly Oyamoto. She is a 1983 Rook of the Year Decision Tournament champion. She is a winner of the Japanese Grand Prix 1988. She is a winner of the Tag League The Best 1985 with Dump Matsumoto, and she is in the All Japan Women's Hall of Fame 1988. She is a CMLL World Women's Champion. She is in the Class of 2001 Wrestling Observer Hall of Fame, and she is a one-time WWF Women's Champion, a one-time WWF Slammy Award winner for the Most Devastating, and like we said, this coming weekend, she will be inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame. So our first match is going to be from the 21st of July 1990, as Bull Nakano faces Manami Toyoto. So ladies and gentlemen, this is our first of three matches featuring the now or the soon-to-be Hall of Fame star, Bull Nakano. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the April edition of Pure Rasu Passion. Please enjoy.
Mega Bakatsu. Nike 格闘 メイン イベント 大会館 いよいよ今日の メイン イベント を 迎えました。 熱気あふれる山留アナウンサーの紹介があって、これから選手が入場してまいります。さあ、挑戦者豊田真奈美、そしてすぐに選手の紹介が行われます。リング上ピンクのテープが数多く投げ入れられました。リング上の熱気は長代千草あるいはライオネスアスカ、クラッシュギャルズ全盛期に決して負けておりません。そして今日はこのクラッシュの2人が放送席でじっと後輩たちの試合を守っております。かつての CWA のシングル王者2人、さあ王者の入場であります。チャンピオンが入ってまいります。照明が変わり音楽が変わり、そしてブル中野の登場であります。
So, coming down to the ring to defend her WWWA title is Bull Nakano. We are in the Otto Ward Gymnasium in Tokyo, Japan. This is a show that was taped for Fuji TV. It is a card that features... I'm not going to attempt any of these names because they are some pretty Japanese names and I do not want to absolutely abominous them. But this is the main event of the card. The match before this was a martial arts street fight between Aja Kong and Medusa Michelli. So the future Alondra Blaze. So we are here. We have got a ring with a red and... crowd are getting behind Bull. So we've got a red and white canvas. If you've seen any sort of All Japan women's wrestling from the 90s, you'll sort of recognise that canvas that goes diagonally across. Red, white and blue ropes. We've got red corner, blue corner and then two white corners. Manami Toyoto is a legend in herself and the ladies professional wrestling in the Joshi. She is wearing pink and white singlet, white boots. Bull Nakano, black singlet, no boots, blue hair. Toyoto ducks the close one. Oh, double drop kick, but Bull goes nowhere. Off the ropes comes Toyoto again. Double drop kick again, rocks Bull, but not that much. Off the ropes again comes Toyoto, and double drop kick again, but Bull goes nowhere. Bull picks her up. Irish whips a huge clothesline there by Bull Nakano. Goes for the one, two, foot on the chest pin. This is professional. This is ladies wrestling done properly. There's no fucking Fabulous Moolah bullshit. There's no fucking... this is revolutionary. If you've never seen Japanese wrestling from the 90s, or ladies Japanese wrestling from the 90s, you are in for a treat. These ladies will beat the shit out of each other. Very much the style that you would see from sort of Medusa when she started wrestling. Awesome Kong. If you saw late 95 WWF, you'd have seen like Aja Kong and Survivor Series 90. Just pure fucking just ladies just beating the shit out of each other. Toyota was trying to use her speed here against Bull. She gets caught, taken down by the hair. So Manami Toyoto, like we said, is a... is a legend sort of nowadays in wrestling. I think by the looks of it here, she is in her early days of professional wrestling. She started wrestling in 1987, so she's been around 3 years or so. She's actually younger than Bull here. Bull's 22 here, and Manami's 19. She's gone on to win multiple titles. She's wrestled in America, yeah, so she's won multiple All Japan Women's Pro Wrestling titles. She has won Ice Ribbon titles, Joshi Pro Wrestle, Oz Academy. She's been in the Wrestling Observer newsletter a couple of times for matches of the year. She's in the Hall of Fame as well for the Pro Wrestling Wrestling Observer, Mr. Meltzer's newsletter. Bull Nakano just steps away from it. Sort of a modified STF move she had there. She's now got Toyota by the hair. Oh, slams her down. Picks up again and tosses her around the ring by the hair. Bull Nakano now hooks up with a beautiful suplex. Goes for the cover. One, two. Kick out. Mr. Red Shoes here, the referee. It's not Tiger Hattori, but another gentleman. Bull Nakano now with the knee in the back, pulling back on the arms. Now with a cross face. He's got the arm hooked. Bull Nakano, big old blue hair. Oh, now with a rear naked chokehold. And Bull Nakano. The traditional black singlet and sort of rock t-shirt on over the top. She appeared in the WWF in 1985 as well. No, 1986. Like the spring of 86, I think she teamed with Dump Matsumoto. They were what they called the Japanese Devils. It was on OVP a few months ago where like Gorilla Monsoon and Lord Alfred Hayes were commentating, and they were saying some rather not nice things about Bull Nakano and Dump Matsumoto in their matches. I think they faced Velvet McIntyre and somebody a couple of times. but they were over there, I guess it's part of maybe a talent trade or something like that. Bull Nakano now getting rocked by Toyota, but she just punches her square in the mush with her right hand. Now kicking her. Oh, good lord! Kicking her in the head. Bull Nakano is an absolute monster here. Looks now slapping the referee about. Toyota getting the shit kicked out of her by Nakano. Irish whip now by Bull. Oh, drops the head, and Toyota catches her and rolls her up with a pin. One, no. Nakano rolled back through that. So what else is happening around the rest of the wrestling world this week? So there is a show in the WWF. What we got? Oh, Vancouver, British Columbia. Shane Douglas versus Black Bart. Ultimate Warrior versus Rick Rude. Paul Roma versus Paul Diamond. Boris Zukov versus Nikolai Volkov. Coco Beware versus The Genius. The Bushwhackers versus Rhythm and Blues. Big Boss Man versus Ted DiBiase. There's a show in TWA. What's that? Oh, the Tri-State Wrestling Alliance. Ken Patera versus Kamala. Oh, what a package. There's also the day three of the New Japan Pro Wrestling Scramble 1990. There's going to be Keiji Muto and Master Sayuto versus the Road Warriors, amongst others. Oh, great Kakinas on there as well. Teaming with Wild Samoan. There's also All Japan, day 13 of their Summer Action Series. Kohata versus Terry Taylor. What the fuck? Steve Williams and Terry Gordy versus Super Generation Army. So there's things happening. Doto now off the second rope. Oh, lovely double drop. There's double foot drop kick there by Toyota. So runs to the top rope and a high cross body. Goes for the cover. One, two. Kick out by Nakano. Irish hitman by Toyota. Oh, Bull ducks the clothesline and a high angle back suplex. One, two. Oh, Toyota just kicked out. Holy moly. Bull Nakano. She was going for the referee then. Bull Nakano going up to the top rope. Bull going up to the top. And, leg clothesline from the top rope. The rough, who used to do it? Fucking Zack Ryder used to do it. Rough Rider, didn't he? There's like that from the top rope. Bull Nakano there with a slam on Manami Toyota. She goes up to the top rope again. What's she going for? And, She missed the leg drop. Toyota goes over and cradles her up. One, two. Two count. Manami Toyota now with Nakano. She whips her. Reversed by Bull Nakano. Manami holds onto the ropes. Bull comes in for a clothesline and she gets dumped over the top rope by Bull Nakano. Manami Toyota. Manami Toyota is now running. And a over the top crossbody, but she missed. Bull Nakano just stepped to the side. Toyota hit the ground hard. Some of the young lions out there. It could be young lionesses. They might be young lionesses. Trying to get to Manami Toyota up. Referee's applying the 20 count. Crowd chanting Toyota, I think. Crowd are trying to get behind her. Bull Nakano's got her on the apron. She's now bringing her up to the top rope. We're going to get a super duperplex. Toyota's fighting for her life. She's fighting for her life. Slap. Nakano's down. Manami Toyota's on the second rope. Gets caught. One, two. Kick out by Toyota. She got slammed down in a flapjack. Bull Nakano's got her up now in a beautiful Brazilian suplex. One, two. Referee with a decent count. He sort of got a pause in between the counts. Nakano now has Toyota. Whips her Irish whip. Toyota ducks the clothesline and a beautiful Bridgen suplex. One, two, two. Kick out. Beautiful Bridgen German there by Manami Toyota. Nakano's rocked. The champion is rocked. Irish whip by Toyota. Nakano just comes out and smashes her with a clothesline. Nakano's got Toyota up now. Oh, no, she went for a powerbomb, but Toyota went over the top and goes for this. One, two, two count. She didn't have any weight on the shoulders at all, really. One, two, kick out by in a Toyota. Kana picks her up. Irish whip. Oh, Jesus Christ, took a head off of that clothesline. Referee's down there checking. Nakano picks her up. She's going for a power bomb. Power bomb! Folds her in half. One, two, three. That's it. Bull Nakano with the win. We will be back with our second match very shortly. And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. This time we are watching from the 14th of November 1990, Bull Nakano versus Aja Kong in a cage deathmatch.
斉藤さん、メインイベント、要デスマッチ、ノーレフリーデスマッチですけども、大宮に続いて2回目、今日はもうアジャがですね、このアジャの最近のアジャの姿を見るたび、またこのドラム缶を見ると、いやー、こいつメインイベントになっちゃったなーって思いますね。いやー、あっという間にスピードスーツですね。はい、また、こんなこと言ったら、ブルー様に失礼だけれど、今のアジアの勢いを見てると、ブルー中野が全日本女子プロレスの化石に見えてくるね。あら、化石。悪いけど。これってさ、内藤さん、全日本女子プロレスのあ、全日本プロレスね。はい、昔テリーファンクにね、スタンハンスがいましたね。生きた化石になれって、あの状態に近いんじゃないですか。はっきり言うと、斉藤さん、そこまで言ってしまう、僕知らないわ。後でスタンハンセンをコテンパンにやっつけた時のスタンハンセンのテリーファンクのコテンパンにやっつけたスタンハンセンのね、境地だと思う。そうですか。ところが、
今こんな衣装を出てきて出てきたね、ブルナカノを見ると、クレオパトラですか。まだまだ負けちゃいねえね。この意地がね、意地がね、エースのね。やっぱりブル様の壁も熱いね。熱いですか。今日はね、内藤さん、予想はどうでしょうかね。何はともあれ完全決着をつけてくれれば、僕はもうそれでいい。そうですか。完全決着。ジャシャコンアタック。
She comes out of the cage and she attacks Bull Nakano before the match starts. Oh, good lord, got a pair of scissors ramming him in the head. Good god almighty. So look, this match is from the All Japan Women's Wrestling Wrestle Marina Pied 1990 card. It is in the Yokohama Bunka Japan Gymnasium. 6,200 are here to witness this. Other matches include Akira Hokuto and Suzuki Minami going up against Koyuku Inoue and Manami Toyota. There's also a UWA World Trios title match. Don't recognize any of the names. Okay, I'm not going to even attempt to butcher them. But this is for the UWA World title. Again, it's a steel caged match. Aja Kong going up against a former friend, now foe for the last sort of a year and a half or so, Bull Nakano. Again, we've got that traditional red and white canvas. A nice cage. It's a cage that you'd recognise now. It's not the blue bars or anything like that. So again, very revolutionary here in 1990. Bull Nakano, blue hair, black singlet, no boots. Aja Kong wearing white trousers, black boots, grey top. She's got a big old thick blonde mohawk, rubbing the head of Bull Nakano into that metal. Oh, biting as well, Bull Nakano. Aja Kong been wrestling since 1985, so both these ladies have been wrestling in a very similar time. Aja Kong with the she's slightly older than Bull Nakano, but again, it's got a legendary career. We said earlier she was in the WWF. She has also won. She's been in AEW a couple of times as well. So she's a former, she's won multiple titles in All Japan Women's Pro Wrestling again. She's a former Dramatic Dream Team champion. Hustle, Joshi Pro Wrestle, Oz Academy. She is in the 2006 Wrestling Observer Hall of Fame. Dave's got a thing for this, I think. So, but yeah, so this is the 14th of November 1990. Nothing really else has happened on this card, on this weekend, whatever it is. No, there's no other events really, so we can't discuss that. But Bull Nakano now, with Aja Kong by the hair, the lights keep going out for some reason. Someone needs to pay the goddamn bill. Stick 50p in the meter. If you know, you know. We've got Bull Nakano now going up to the... Oh, spinning back fist there by Aja Kong. Jesus Christ, knocks Bull Nakano down in between the ropes and the cage. Oh, spinning fist again. Oh, and again. Knocking the champion loopy. Oh, and again. Bull Nakano, every time she gets up, she keeps getting taken down with that spinning back fist by Aja Kong. Oh, good lord. Multiple times. I think Bull Nakano might be bleeding. Doesn't help that she was attacked before the match basically started with a fucking pair of goddamn scissors, but anyhow. So hopefully, if you're going to be watching WrestleMania, enjoy it. If you're going to WrestleMania, some of you guys out there may be going to WrestleMania. I know friends of the show, GFA Live, Peter Winston, Keithy Langston are going to the festivities there in Philadelphia. So if you are, enjoy yourselves. Not my cup of tea, but I'll look at the sort of the highlights on Twitter or anything like that. But I won't be watching it. I don't have the network. I'll probably maybe watch it a bit when it comes on Netflix over here in January, but I follow modern wrestling enough to know who everybody is, what the kind of storylines are. So, but yeah, if you go and enjoy, there'll be a whole plethora of activities and other wrestling events happening around Philadelphia this weekend. So enjoy yourselves. Oh, your Bull Nakano definitely bleeding here. She's getting knocked the fuck out by Aja Kong. Just constantly those spinning back fists. Aja Kong just beating the shit out of Bull Nakano here. And again, good lord, that must have been about the 20th fucking spinning back elbow by Aja Kong. If you want to watch any of these matches, the links are in the description. What you don't see is me doing a little hand motion going in the description. You don't see that. But... Bull Nakano's got a... Jesus, what the fuck is that? A bit of metal or something. She just whipped fucking Aja Kong, and Aja Kong was trying to climb out of the cage. I think it's in part of the... I don't know what the hell is a bit of metal. I don't know where the hell she got that from, but that was offensive. Offensive. Oh! Bull Nakano with the Irish whip. Aja Kong come off the Irish whip with a big old clothesline. Now picks up Nakano. Irish whip by Kong. Also went for that spinning back fist. Oh, what a spinning... Jesus, what a slap there by Bull Nakano. She is fired up, baby. She is fired up. Bull Nakano picks up Aja Kong, whips her. Oh, what a clothesline. Bull Nakano off the ropes. Big kick. Off the ropes. Big kick. Bull Nakano telling her to get up. Oh, spinning kick there by Bull Nakano. Knocks down Aja Kong. Bull Nakano go for a... Oh! Just a face first pile driver kind of thing. Bull Nakano picks her up now. Irish whips her. Oh! Aja Kong just comes in and just body smashes her. Oh! Aja Kong tried to get one of her young lionesses to throw a tin can in, and Bull Nakano now catches it, and now she wails 4 or 5 times over the head, and Aja Kong is not moving. Oh, she does that time. Bull Nakano again with that, just smashing that tin tray over the head of Aja Kong. Aja Kong firing up, hulking up if you will. Oh! Oh, now she's down. Bull Nakano wanting something chucked in the ring. She has. Oh, double nunchucks as they're coming. I understood that bit from the commentators. Oh, Bull Nakano, some nunchucks to the side of the head. Wee, spinny, spinny, flicky, flicky, and bosh into the ribs. Bull Nakano with those nunchucks. Whipping her like a dog. Oh, over the head. Holy shit. Oh, the back of the head. Oh, again. Commentators were talking about Tiger Mask there and some other stuff I could understand. Oh, Asha Kong now bleeding. Crimson has flown on both these young ladies. Irish written up by Bull Nakano. Big clothesline around the ear. Now stepping on the... Oh! Bonsai drop. Off the ropes. Bonsai drop again. Butt to the chest if you will. Bull Nakano now rubbing Aja Kong's face into the metal of the cage. The steel. Bull Nakano. Oh! Clotheslines. Aja Kong into the steel cage. Oh, good lord. Vicious headbutts by Aja Kong, grabbing Bull Nakano by the hair and plastering her with some headbutts. I haven't been drinking, I promise. I'm drinking Cola Double X from Lidl. Aja Kong now with a... Oh, good god, a pile driver on Bull Nakano. Is that Medusa at ringside? There's a blonde lady at ringside. Oh, stiff kick there. Oh, stiff punch. Everything's stiff here with these two ladies. Bull Nakano now in the corner. Aja Kong climbing up to the second rope. She's going to hit punch with... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh, trying to open up that cut on the forehead a bit. Oh, but, oh. Bull Nakano just grabs her legs and dumps her down. Dump Matsumoto. Bull Nakano on the second rope. Oh, just drops Aja Kong headfirst into the canvas. Bull Nakano, she's on the second rope in the middle. Oh, leg drop. Beautifully done there by Nakano. Very innovative. I saw. Oh, spinning. What a kick there by Nakano off the ropes. Grabbed, she held onto the cage for leverage and then just bounced off the ropes. Knocking the challenger down. Bull Nakano now going up to the... She going up to the top rope, maybe? Oh, the ladies outside are fighting. The long nine and this is outside fighting. Bull Nakano's on the top rope. Aja Kong's up. Oh, knee to the chest. Sends down Aja Kong. Bull Nakano now trying to climb outside, maybe. She's going up the side of the cage. But Aja Kong's up. Aja Kong is up and she catches her. She's got hold of the foot. Bull Nakano drops down. Oh, good lord, drops down. Aja Kong's got that piece of metal that they had in there earlier. Oh! Oh, now, of course, the legs of Bull Nakano. Oh! And ramming it into the knee. Oh, good lord. Aja Kong now with that metal tray. Oh, across the knee of Bull Nakano. So we just handed Bull Nakano scissors through the cage. She's got scissors in her hand. Oh, good lord, she's stabbing away at Bull Nakano. The fuck, oh, Jesus Christ, she's like fucking New Jack. Stabbing away, slashing away at Aja Kong. Good lord, stabbing away at her arm. Holy moly. Aja Kong's like, the fuck are you doing, bitch? Oh, stabbing her in the thigh. The meaty part. I've just been watching The Sopranos. Bull Nakano now stabbing that scissors into the arm of Bull Nakano. Good lord. Bleeding from the arm, the tricep. Oh, and again. She's trying to disable that spinning back fist arm. Bull Nakano, her hair has drooped down. Good lord, she's trying to take that fucking arm back home with her. Oh, good lord, the ladies are still fighting. I think that is Medusa. I think that might be Medusa. But the ladies outside are fighting as well. All hell breaking loose here in Yokohama. Oh, good God, Bull Nakano stabbing away at the arm. Good lord, shades of Kevin Sullivan and Wing Kimura in Smoky Mountain Wrestling. The ladies are now taking each other. Oh, good lord, they're fighting down the hallway now. Bull Nakano still with those scissors. Oh!
と、アジャに負けずにと言っていいでしょう。ああ。右足で抑えたアジャの右腕をブルが突いてます。これはまさしく今から13年前アブドラザブッチャがテリヤグに突き刺したあの報復事件を思い起こさせます。やめてくれ。ハサミはやめてくれブル。
Someone's trying to climb into the cage. One of these young ladies from the outside area is trying to climb up the cage, but Bull Nakano stopped her and she's now getting pummeled and pulled down. She's a blonde. She's English. That is Medusa. It's Medusa Michelli. So the feud between Medusa and Bull Nakano is long-lasting and multi-countried. Oh, good lord, there's been some rope now tied into the ring. Now Asha Kong's got the rope and she's got it around the neck of Bull Nakano. Holy moly. Good God, she's now trying to fucking lynch her, I think. This is a death match. Maybe being taken literally. Good lord, Bull Nakano now being fucking lynched in the corner now. Asha Kong got her. Asha Kong sitting on the second rope on the inside and she's lifting up Bull Nakano by the neck with that rope. Another one of the young ladies in there trying to climb back in to climb over the cage, but she's getting dragged down. Good lord. What a matchup, ladies and gentlemen, this is. It's definitely one that needs to be watched. I do my best to try and convey the footage as much as I can, but this is one of those matches that needs to be watched. Bull Nakano being lifted up off her feet. Medusa's trying to break the fucking guardrail to get in. Bull Nakano's managed to get out of the rope, and she's now tying that rope around the arm of Asha Kong. She's now tying that rope around. She's going to try and cut the circulation off. Well, she's now tying the rope around the bottom rope, as well as the arm of Bull Nakano. So there is no escape. No escape. No surrender. Bull Nakano can now escape. She can now escape over the top of the cage. But Asha Kong's broken free. Asha Kong's got over by the league. Bull Nakano trying to get away from Asha Kong. She's trying to. Oh, there's someone now over the kendo. That's Medusa with the kendo stick. Now swatting away at Bull Nakano. Bull Nakano's thrown down. Asha Kong's still on the rope. She's still trying to climb up now. Bull Nakano. Oh, drops her down. Bull Nakano trying to now climb over the top cage. She's on the top rope. She's trying to get over the cage. Asha Kong stops her. Shaking the ropes. Oh, Bull Nakano's down. She's down. The ladies are still fighting. There's action on the inside. There's action on the outside. Asha Kong now with Bull Nakano by the hair. Oh, headbutt by Kong. Oh, another one of those small trash cans has been thrown at the cage. Good lord. Asha Kong now wailing away on Bull Nakano. And again. Bull Nakano on her knees. Getting smashed over the head with that tin can of sorts. Like a tin bread bin. Someone's got a chain. You can hear a chain rattling somewhere. One of the young lionesses is now trying to climb up the cage with a steel chain for Bull Nakano. Medusa's got hold of it on one end. Bull Nakano's got hold of the other. Medusa's got one half of the chain. Bull Nakano's got the other half, which is now trying to tie around the neck of Asha Kong. The other ladies are trying to get the other bit of the chain off Medusa. Good God. This is chaotic. This is amazing.
You wouldn't be seeing this from ladies wrestling in the 1990 in America, that's for damn sure. Bull Nakano now with that bread bin now smashing it over the body of Aja Kong. The head, the torso, whatever she can, she's just trying to wailing away on it. Now with that chain wrapping it around the neck of Aja Kong. Now dragging her in the middle of the ring, tying the chain around the arm and wrist of Aja Kong as well. Good lord. They're trying to get it around the rope. She's trying to tie a knot in a chain. She's doing a fucking good job. Is she a Boy Scout? Oh, girl, I don't know. Girl Scout, I don't know. Where's the other bit of the chain? That's loose, so the chain's sort of ineffective a bit at the minute. Oh! Leg drop of sorts by Nakano, and again. Oh! Like a jumping kick drop thing. Oh. Nakano's got the other part of the chain. No, she's hanging out. I've done it from the ropes. And she's now wrapping it around her fist. Is she actually going to whip her with it? Aja Kong in a lot of trouble here. Chain still around her neck. Bull Nakano's going up to the top. She's going up to the top, but Aja Kong breaks free of the chains and she's got that bit of metal again. She wraps it over the back and over the back of the leg of Nakano. Bull Nakano's stuck on the top turnbuckle. Aja Kong rams the end of that metal post thing into the leg and thigh of Bull Nakano. Oh, Medusa gets one of the young men. Slams her on the outside. Good lord, Medusa's a fucking whirlwind on the outside. Aja Kong's got hold of Bull Nakano on top. And a big suplex hip toss off the top rope. Aja Kong's up to her feet. Bloody blood coming from her head. Blood coming from her arm. She's down the second rope on the inside. Slowly climbing up the cage. Bull Nakano's got that metal bar post thing again. Swings it about like a massive nunchuck and she then smashes Aja Kong into the... Oh, good lord, into the thighs. On the arm. Bull Nakano brings Aja Kong into the middle of the ring and... Oh! Power bomb, but she didn't get the height. She just dumped her on the back of her head. Bull Nakano now going up to the top rope. Aja Kong just rolling around. Bull Nakano with a... Oh, she missed the leg drop. Aja Kong from behind. Bridging by German suplex. No pins, obviously. No pins. This is just escape of the cage. Medusa just chucked something into the cage. For Aja Kong. Some sort of giant kendo stick or something. I don't know what the fuck it is. She's... whipping Bull Nakano with it around the butt. It would. Excuse me, I don't know what the hell it is. Sounds like a kendo stick when she hits it with it. Bull Nakano down, Aja Kong. Going to the top rope maybe, yep, top rope. Bull Nakano down, Aja Kong on the top rope with that big thing. Oh, she went to swing it, but one of the ladies climbed up the cage and stopped her. And then, oh, Bull Nakano pulls her off the top rope, slams her off, if you will. Bull Nakano, oh, again, that short power bomb on the Aja Kong. Bull Nakano going up to the top rope. No, she's going to go over the top. Is she going over the top? Aja Kong is still down. Bull Nakano's going up to the top. Is she going over the top? No, is she trying to, she's going to, oh my God, no, she's not going to jump off the top rope, off the top of the cage. Bull Nakano on the top of the cage. Bull Nakano on the top of the cage. Praying to the gods above. Ah! Oh my God! Leg drop, leg drop, leg drop by Bull Nakano. Fucking hell! Bull Nakano bounces back up. She's going at the top of the cage. The other side. Aja Kong is down and out. Bull Nakano now climbs over. Bull Nakano. She's got both legs over. She's climbing over. She's climbing down. She's climbing down. She's climbing down. Bull Nakano is just about down. And she's down! Holy fucking shit, what a leg drop from the top of the cage. Good God almighty, Bull Nakano wins. What a brawl, what a brawl. 24 minutes of pure fucking action. Ladies and gentlemen, I implore you to fucking look, click on the description or watch this video. Absolute madness. And we will be back with our final Bull Nakano match after this short break. Please enjoy.
Panic on the streets of London. Panic on the streets of Birmingham. I wonder to myself, could life ever be sane again? The lead side streets that just slipped down. I wonder to myself, hopes may rise in the grass near. Honey pie, you're not safe here, so you run down to the safety of the town. But there's panic on the streets of Carlisle, Dublin, Dundee, Humberside. I wonder to myself,
ladies and gentlemen. And for our final match, we'll be watching Bull Nakano versus Akira Hokuto from January 4th,
1991.
ベルトには初めての挑戦です。 赤コーナーより王者ブルナカノ選手の入場です。あえて今チャンピオンというよりも王者として紹介されましたブルナカノ。王者赤コーナーにこれより入場してまいります。例によってブルースタイル、
So we're back, ladies and gentlemen, for our final match covering Bull Nakano, and this is going to be against Akira Hokuto. Again, a legend in her own right. Not at this point, she's going to be wrestling for 5 years, but she is a legend in Japanese wrestling as Akira Hokuto, married to Kensuke Sasaki. She is again a member of the Wrestling Observer Hall of Fame from 2000. She's also a former WCW Women's Champion. She is a CMLL World Women's Champion herself, as is Bull Nakano. She's also won numerous titles in All Japan Women's Wrestling. This is from January 4th, 1991. Like we said, we are in Kirkland Hall. Other matches on this card include the likes of Aja Kong teaming with Bison Kimura to face Manami Toyota and Suzuki Minimai. There's also some other names. Again, I'm not going to even attempt to doodah them, butcher them. Also on today, we've got a USWA Dallas show featuring the likes of John Tatum versus Jimmy James, Steve Austin versus Bill Dundee. There's also WWF house shows, one in Worcester, Massachusetts. Battle Royal won by Jake Roberts, Earthquake versus Tugboat, Shane Douglas versus Virgil, Greg Valentine versus Jimmy Snooker. There's also a card in San Francisco, California, featuring Randy Savage versus Ultimate Warrior, Saba Simba versus Buddy Rhodes, The Barbarian versus Jim Bronzell. There is an SWS card happening, featuring King Haku and Tito Santana versus Tenryu and Koji Katao. Boris Zukov and Koko Beware teaming up. Oh, what a tag team. Bob Orton Jr. and Jeff Jarrett. Oh, what a team. That's happening elsewhere in Japan. There's also the day one of the New Japan New Year Dash 1991. Six-man tag main event of Big Van Vader, Mark Laurinaitis and TNT versus Masa Sayuto, Riki Choshu and Shinya Hashimoto. There's also Tatsumi Fujinami versus Monsieur Rambo, amongst other cards. But the action here is fast and furious. Again, we've got that canvas, the red and white canvas. Bull Nakano with her, is it blue? Could be turquoise. She's got a big old wrap around her leg. She's also wearing her black singlet. No boots. Akira Hokuto wearing blue and white. She's got an A on her back and then Hokuto on her trunks. She's wearing no boots either. Oh, Irish whip there by Bull Nakano. Takes down Hokuto with a clothesline. 1, 2. Two count. Oh, bridge out by Hokuto. Oh. Irish whip again by Nakano. Oh, Hokuto comes flying off with a clothesline of her own, goes for the cover. 1, 2. Stripey ref. Oh, slap by Hokuto. Oh, good lord. A flurry of slaps by Hokuto. Rocking the champion. But Bull Nakano just picks her up and slaps her. Oh, good lord. And slaps her again. Nakano pummeling Hokuto with a flurry of kicks and punches. She ain't happy. Not in the slightest. So just to give you a history of the WWA Women's World title that Bull Nakano has, it is the top singles title in All Japan Pro Wrestling, All Japan Women's Pro Wrestling, from 1970 until it closed in 2006. It's also known in PWI and other London publishing wrestling magazines as the All Japan Women's International Championship. The title was descended from the original Women's World Championship in 1937. So Mildred Burke is, she's sort of classed as the first woman to win it. It was then vacated in 1956 when she retired and then brought back to life in 1970. It goes all the way through to 2000 and whatnot. So Bull Nakano won this title on January the 4th. She defeated Mitsuku Nishiwaki in a tournament to win the title. She would hold on to this title till November of 1992, losing it to Aja Kong. She had a reign of 1,057 days. That is her only reign as the champion. And then the title is
kicked around for a few years. It's won by Aja Kong, Manimi Toyota, Dynamite Kansai, among others. It is then sort of then deactivated in 2006. Amazing Kong wins it for a few months in 2004 as well. So it's got a very good lineage. Oh, Hokuto now firing back. Bull Nakano is a woman possessed. Good lord, she got to Hokuto in a devastating head scissor there.
どういった作戦を続けたいですか今日の一戦。そうですね。やっぱり旬の固め技を狙っていく、まあの中心として、やはりまあ、勝ってこそブルーのパワーが発揮されますから、足を狙って、足をまあ、ダメージを強くするっていう。やっぱりパワーを封じないと、やっぱりパワーの壁は大きいですもん。こういったグランド技でも圧倒的なパワー攻撃という感じで。
Bit of Japanese commentary there for you guys. If anyone out there understands a bit of the Japanese, you might be able to understand what they're saying. Bull Nakano, they're applying a head scissors with the legs. She's also pulling back on the arms and causing a lot of pain and discomfort for Akira Hokuto here. Now the rear. Sleeper hold of sorts. Hokuto is very close to the ropes, but she can't quite get. Oh! Knee in Bull Nakano in the head now for her legs. Good lord. So now double legs. Nakano into a Boston Crab. Oh no, Lion Tamer of sorts. Lion Tamer here by Akira Hokuto. Referee down there checking that Bull Nakano doesn't give it up. Akira Hokuto pulling back on the legs. Referee there checking. Good lord, Akira Hokuto's knee got bent in half. She lets go of one leg and now she's holding onto the leg that's got the wrap around the knee. She's got her butt on the. She's good lord, she's sitting on Nakano's head there. Hope she didn't let one go. That'll turn the. Her hair won't be blue anymore. Akira Hokuto now. Let's go over that and then puts on an STF. Now grabs the arms and a surfboard. Oh! Bull Nakano in some predicaments here. Akira Hokuto, let's go just then to reapply. Oh, so now puts the arm around the chin. Still got the legs grapevined. Putting a lot of strain on the knee and the back of Bull Nakano here. Again, the link will be in the description if you want to watch this video. Hokuto's now let go of the SCF and manoeuvre. She's now got a body scissor on Nakano. Kind of trying to shift her weight, which she does. Now she's on top of Akira Hokuto's too close to the ropes. Puts her hand on the ropes. She's still got hold of the leg scissor though, but Bull Nakano. Oh no, Bull Nakano now shifts it into a Boston Crab of her own. Again, a very Lion Tamer-esque high Boston Crab. Bull Nakano now standing over Akira Hokuto with the legs. Putting pressure on the neck and the back of Akira Hokuto, the youngster. Well, both these ladies have been wrestling since 1985. Sort of titles have been wrestling at a very similar time. All probably from the same dojo, the same class, if you will. Okay, still applying that high Boston Crab. Oh, just releases it, just drops her down. Picks up Akira Hokuto. Irish whips her. Oh! Big running pump knee there by Nakano. One, two. Akira Hokuto has the ropes. And Nakano drags her in the middle of the ring, grabs the legs. Oh, no, she's trying to go for a sharpshooter, maybe. But Akira Hokuto is trying to get out of it, but she can't. But Nakano's turning, and she's got it. She's got the sharpshooter in. Oh, good lord. Sat down now on the lower back of Akira Hokuto. Sharpshooter applied. Pulling the hair as well. Oh, just to break the hold because of the hair pull. But Nakano picks her up. Irish whips her. Oh, Akira Hokuto ducks the clothesline. Armbar. She grabbed the clothesline in arm. And she's now armbar in a Fujiwara style. Bull Nakano screaming in pain. Middle of the ring, Bull Nakano nowhere to go. Akira Hokuto trying to pull that arm off. So goes into a sort of a hammerlock armbar now. Sitting on the head of Bull Nakano. Referee there, checking. Oh, Bull Nakano now. Able to get her legs and kick the head of Akira Hokuto. Sort of grazing blows, but they're enough to make Akira Hokuto break the hold. She now picks up Bull Nakano. Irish whips her. Oh, what a dropkick! Good God almighty, right in the face! Right in the face, and again! Bull Nakano down. Akira Hokuto goes for the cover. One, two, kick out. Dropkick, those dropkicks are beauty there by Akira Hokuto. She's now got Bull Nakano up, and... Oh! Drops her with a pile driver. Goes for the cover. One, two, kick out by Bull Nakano. That was a pile driver and a half, that was. Holy moly. Now the reverse chin lock. Akira Hokuto now with a reverse chin lock. Bull Nakano is very close to the ropes here. Well, both ladies are really. Bull Nakano trying to use her power to break this rear, this reverse chin lock, but she can't quite. Oh! Bull Nakano using her feet and her knees to the head. Breaks the hold. That's one way, I guess. Bull Nakano brings out Akira Hokuto, goes behind, and good God, drops a one, two, kick out. High and tight back suplex there. Not going to hit Hokuto for silly. Picks up again. Oh, one, two, kick out again by Hokuto. Good lord, those high and tight fucking back suplexes. Good lord, that'll fucking make you think about it in the morning. Akira Hokuto just got kicked out of the fucking ring by the butt. Bull Nakano now on the top rope. Oh, high cross body there from the top rope to the outside by Bull Nakano. No mats. Doesn't look like there's any mats on the outside there. Just a lot of photographers and a lot of... young lions and young lionesses on the outside. Akira Hokuto holding the back of her head. Any wonder why with them fucking back suplexes? She's been knocked fucking stupid. She's been thrown back in the ring. Snapmare now by Nakano. Nakano going up to the top. Top rope. And boom! Leg drop. Beautifully done. One, two. Good God, kick out by Akira Hokuto. Good God, Bull Nakano can't believe it. Bull Nakano cannot believe it. So we've got Hokuto. And... oh, pile driver. Looks like she's going up again, top rope. She's going to go for another leg drop. And... oh, Akira Hokuto moves. Akira Hokuto moves. Double R. Dragon suplex. Dragon suplex. One. Two, oh, kick out by Bull Nakano, following the dragon suplex there. Bull Nakano can't believe it. Akira Hokuto now going outside.
Akira Hokuto on the top rope. Bull Nakano on her knees. Akira Hokuto on the standing on the top rope. And boom! Drop kick. What a drop kick. Straight to the mush. Akira Hokuto going to the top rope again. Bull Nakano woozy. And oh, getting to the mush. Drop kick. Akira Hokuto going up to the top rope once again. She's going up third time. Bull Nakano up. Just Akira Hokuto. Oh, good God, right in the... Good Jesus Christ. Right in the face. Akira Hokuto going up again for the fourth time. Bull Nakano not getting up this time. Well, she is very, very, very slowly. Akira Hokuto waiting for her to get up. And God, Jesus Christ. Again, a fourth drop kick from the top rope. Right to the fucking face and chest. One, two. Kick out, kick out, kick out. Holy moly, Akira Hokuto. Thought she'd won the WWA world title then. She picks up Nakano, whips her. And, oh no, she went for DDT. Nakano caught her by the head and then dropped her with a DDT. Bull Nakano's second rope on the, in the middle. She went for here and they jump in. Oh, jumping kick to the side of the head from the second rope in the middle of the ring. And again, but oh, good God, Akira Hokuto drop kicks her. Bull Nakano's on the outside. Akira Hokuto's on the top rope on the inside. Akira Hokuto go for all here. Oh, cannonball, somersault cannonball plunger on top of Bull Nakano. Holy moly. Akira Hokuto back on the inside. What a manoeuvre there. Top rope cannonball sent on splash. Bull Nakano is out on a... Well, she's dazed and confused. Doesn't know where to go. Doesn't know what to do. The young lions, the young lionesses are on the outside helping her. Akira Hokuto's up to her feet. The fuck's she going to go for now? What the hell is she doing? She's on one side of the ring. Bull Nakano's on the other. Bull Nakano's on the apron. Now back in the ring. Akira Hokuto going up to the top rope again. But Bull Nakano catches her and slams her down. Bull Nakano second. No, who the fuck's this? What are you doing? Oh, no. Someone's coming in. They've now picked up Akira Hokuto. Oh, my God. It's going for a pile driver. It's going for a tombstone. Second. Oh, my God. Second rope pile driver. But the referee. The referee's not pinning. The referee's not making the count because of the interference. Someone came in and they sort of they suplexed Hokuto onto Bull Nakano and she just dropped her with a second rope piled tombstone pile drive, but the referee did not count because of the interference. Bull Nakano now with a powerbomb. One, two, kick out, kick out, kick out. Jesus Christ. Kurikan Hall cannot believe it. Bull Nakano cannot believe it. 2024 Luke Jennings cannot believe it. Nakano's going up at the top, but Akira Hokuto, oh, slapped to the side of the ear, stops her. Hokuto now going for a super duper superplex and a super duper superplex. Hokuto goes for the cover. One, two, kick out. Joel. Just a kick out there by Bull Nakano. Bull Nakano's out on her feet. She's got to be rattled by those four drop kicks off the top rope. And a... Oh! Brain buster. That's someone. I can't remember whose finish it is. Michinoku driver. Michinoku driver there by Akira Hokuto and Bull Nakano kicks out. I knew it was someone's finisher. I couldn't remember. Akira Hokuto picks her up. Irish whips Nakano. Oh, Nakano ducks the kick. Goes behind. And a... Oh, high angle back suplex again. One, two, three. What a fucking match. What a matchup, ladies and gentlemen. Bull Nakano coming out victorious once again. Three successful matches there for Bull Nakano. What three matches they were. We started off with a pretty good one against Minami Toyota. And then that Aja Kong one. Absolute chaos and carnage. And then just there from Akira Hokuto. Spunky challenger there by Akira Hokuto. So, ladies and gentlemen, that was a fucking hell of a match. Hopefully you enjoyed it as much as I did. So please do not forget to follow us on Twitter at MemphisCast, youtube.com/@MemphisCast. The links are in the description. There are other people's channels, but the link, if you want to watch the videos, and I encourage you to click on the links and you'll find the videos. YouTube.com/@MemphisCast, ProWrestlingTees.com/MemphisCast, Patreon.com/MemphisCast. £1 a month or $1.50 a month gets you footage, and you can watch the WCW Saturday nights that we are now covering on the Monday Night Project. You can listen to the Memphis Continental Wrestling Cast, Monday Night Project, Hamburg All Stars, all available exclusively on the Place to Be Wrestling Network. Also, Place to Be Wrestling Network is a fine network with shows such as Wrestling's Chicken Salad, Who's Next with This Ring, Highway to the Impact Zone, and many other great shows. You can follow the network on all good podcast suppliers, as well as Twitter at PTBN Wrestling. You can also follow our sister network, the North South Connection, again available on all good podcast suppliers, bringing you such great shows as Extreme Theory of Dance, Chronoso, A La Cat with Keithy, The Jenny Position, and many other great shows. You can follow them on Twitter at NoSoPod Network. Follow and like and listen to and enjoy Friends of the Show, Greetings from Allentown, Booking the Territory, Acid Wash Memories, Our Vantage Point. That is me. Like I said, if you're going to WrestleMania, enjoy. If you're going to watch WrestleMania, enjoy. It's not everyone's cup of tea, but WrestleMania sort of seems to bring everyone back into modern wrestling. A lot of us, most people, enjoy modern wrestling once in a while. That usually is WrestleMania. It brings everybody in who sort of falls out of love of wrestling. So you come back for the road to WrestleMania, you come back for WrestleMania, and then you go, eh. And then you go back out of, fall back out of love of modern wrestling. But what if you're doing this weekend, enjoy. If you're going to the Hall of Fame, enjoy. If you're going to Joey Janela's Spring Break, if you enjoy. If you're going to Effie's Big Gay Brunch, enjoy. If you're going to Hickenbottom Championship Wrestling, enjoy. Just have a nice time. Enjoy it with your mates. Enjoy Philadelphia. I'd imagine it might be, I don't know what kind of weather it's going to be this weekend in Philadelphia, but just enjoy life, and have a nice time, and we will see you in May, and then we'll see you on the rest of the other shows here at the Old Bakery Productions. Ladies and gentlemen, I have been your host, Mr. Luke Jennings. This has been 8-Ball's Pure Wrestle Passion, and until next time.
What's this? It's the jacket.
There's a village hidden deep in the valley, among the pine trees half forlorn. And there on a sunny morning, little Jimmy Brown was born.
Boom, 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 boom.
All the chapel bells were ringing in the little valley town, and the song that they were singing was for baby Jimmy Brown. Then the little congregation prayed for guidance from above. Lead us not into temptation, bless this hour of meditation, guide him with eternal love.
There's a village hidden deep in the valley, beneath the mountains high above. And there, 20 years thereafter, Jimmy was to meet his love.
Boom, 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 boom.
All the chapel bells were ringing. 'Twas a great day in his life, 'cause the songs that they were singing was for Jimmy and his wife. Then the little congregation prayed for guidance from above. Lead us not into temptation, bless, O Lord, this celebration. May their lives be filled with love.
From the village hidden deep in the valley, one rainy morning dark and gray, a soul winged its way to heaven, Jimmy Brown had passed away.
Boom, 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 boom.
Just a lonely bell was ringing,
oh,
in the little valley town. 'Twas farewell that it was singing,
oh,
to our good old Jimmy Brown and the little congregation prayed for guidance from above. Lead us not into temptation, may his soul find the salvation of thy great eternal.